Simon Tov Aleph, we left off in the middle of the Shulchan Aruch that was saying that Chepetz Ein Yehudi, things that belong to a guy, are kind of Shvisa wherever they are. And even though the owner is a guy who's not B'nai Shvisa, Chazal made a gzera of things that belong to a guy, up to things that belong to a Yid. And therefore, if the guy took it out of the Tchum, he moved more than 2,000 Amos with his Chavetim, with his items, he brought them into town. So now, you can only metalto up to 4 Amos worth. Like any item that's taken out of his Tchum, you can metalto up to 4 Amos. Now, if it's a city that's Mukav Chayma, that's fenced in, so the whole city is going to sell like 4 Amos. And you can carry anywhere in the city. Bir Lacha says to look in Siman Tov Heis Vav, where he brings down Bir Lacha, some Rishayim will not like that, even if the city is not Mukav Chayma, any year has never dialed Amos. For the time being, we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch, the city has to be Mukav Chayma, and it's to be that's Mukav Vadira, which most cities are Mukav Vadira, which the Rav explains to me, they build the houses first, and then they put a fence around them to support it. As opposed to the fence was there first, and then they put the house afterwards, like Stam Mifzar, usually a fortress, not Mukav Vadira. They put up the gates first, and afterwards they build the houses inside and the place to reside inside. So then you can only carry it for Amos. Mishnah Berurah explains that's only if the hektar is more than the Beis HaSayim. The hektar is less than the Beis HaSayim, so then it doesn't have to be Mukav Vadira. In all cases, the whole fenced in area is considered like Dal Amos. Now, a city that does not have a wall around it, but they put a Tzerspesach Erev around it, that's the same idea. It's Hukav Chaimah to a Tzerspesach Erev that we use nowadays, in our days. Here in the Western world, we don't have cities Mukav Chaimah fenced in by a fence or by a gate or by a wall, but we put up Erevin, and then anything that's in the Erev is considered it's in the place Mukav Vadira. And it's the same idea. A chatzar, a courtyard, also is always considered fenced in the way that's Mukav Vadira. It's only if they built the fence first, and then houses afterwards, like Stam Mivtzar, usually a fortress like that, so then it's not considered Mukav Vadira, and you can only carry 4 Amos, you cannot carry out 4 Amos. The Ramah says, therefore, you lent this Kalim to a guy before Shabbos, the guy returns on Shabbos, he cannot metalto more than 4 Amos, unless the city is Mukav Machitza. Because the Kalim kind of shvisa by the guy, Mishnah explains, even though it belongs to the Yid, but since the guy was the one who had it by him beginning of Shabbos and his Rishos, it was kind of shvisa by the guy. Same thing Mishnah says, if Yid wants to borrow Kalim from a guy in Shabbos, you gotta be careful. If the guy moved more than 2,000 Amos with it, so then you cannot carry it out of the Dal Amos where you get it, or out of the Hek of Chayma. Mishnah points out this whole thing of borrowing, or lending and borrowing back from a guy, taking things back from a guy on Shabbos, it's only really going to get it to clothing, because you can't carry anywhere on Shabbos more than Dal Amos, unless the area is Mukav Chayma. Clothing that you wear, that you have to know, that you take it from a guy on Shabbos, you can only bring it in the area that's Mukav Machitza. Yom Tov is where it's going to get, because Yom Tov you're allowed to carry. Siman Tov Beis, Halacha, we have a charitz, a ditch of mine between two tchumen. Machaber says, a charitz malei mayim, a ditch full of water. And it's not flowing water. Shmuel explains flowing water. It's not kind of shvisa at all. It has the din of the tchum of the person who fills it up. That we're going to see in the future. But rather, it's water that's mechunas, it's gathered one place, and it's by the edge of two tchum of Shabbos. You have two cities that are 4,000 amos away from each other. So in the middle of this charitz is the border between the tchum of one city and the tchum of the next city. So the machaber says the people from both cities are not allowed to fill up from it, even on their side, within their 2,000 amos. Because the water is constantly getting mixed together. The water of each city, the water of each tchum is kind of shvisa of that city. And now they get mixed with each other, and now they're out of the tchum. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about a case where there's two cities, but if it's one city on the other side, it's just hefker, it's not a city, so that water has enough chepze hefker, they're not kind of shvisa, and therefore the people from the city could fill up from this water. They don't have to worry, they can fill up any of the water. We're talking about two cities, so the water of each, that's each side, each city goes by that city, because the people from that city, they have das to take the water from their half. Therefore, it's not like chepze hefker, rather it's like something that belongs to that city, and each half has a tchum of that half, the water mixed together, and the whole thing is no good. The Bir Lacha says that our achrenim will argue this halacha, but this is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that you cannot take from this water at all. Now, that's only if the two cities are 4,000 amos away from each other. If they're 3,000 amos away from each other, so then there's the chritz in the middle of 1,000 amos, which is part shy of the most cities, then you can take water and you don't have to worry about it. We can see Eshbera, Mishnah Berurah says, and each city gets its own water. Talking about 4,000 amos away, so in the middle of the chritz is the divine line between the tchum of the two cities, the water of the two tchum are mixed together, and now you can't take any water out in any which way. What's the eighth of the Machaber says? You put a machitza by the borderline between the two tchumen and the middle of chritz, put a machitza separate them. Even if machitza tluya does not make it all the way down to the ground, we're more mako. By water, Mishnah Berurah says we had in the past, and machin involved, shinai involved, as long as it goes a tefach down into the water, then we don't have to worry about the fact that it doesn't go all the way down to the bottom of the sea, of bottom of the chritz. And we can see it's two sides, each side can be mali water, full of water from their side. The Machaber says it could be a shvach machitza, machitza of cut, machitza of reed, that's good enough. As long as machitza separating the two tchumim from each other and it goes into the water, which Mishnah Berurah says means a tevach into the water, then you have a hefsek, and then each city can fill up water from their side of the chritz, from their side of the machitza.